Agnone.
Hi, John. It's Esther again. I just spoke with Jose. He's actually not available to come today because he has to go to the office in Syracuse to do his charting, and that needs to be done already by 3 o'clock, and that takes him around a half hour to an hour. So for when he's finishing his other client, they're coming and they're going, it's not going to work today.
That's okay.
Yeah.
He's got me in a situation here where I can actually got room to move and
I'm so happy to hear that.
The clutter, and he got me off to a great start. I could do a little bit of housework today. In fact, I try to do a little bit of light housekeeping every day.
So amazing. That's good.
I don't want my egg to get hit with a cascade or an avalanche of calamity when they come in here. So I try to keep up a little bit. I do need the help I'm getting and probably could stand to have more.
Right, I know that. I'll keep you posted as we are able to get you more hours.
Okay. Has anything been done about check welfare on Oriana?
I sent the message to HR. They're the ones handling it, so I don't know. I believe that nothing happened if I wasn't informed of anything. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
I sent the message to HR, and I have them working on that. They didn't report back anything to me, so I'm hoping and assuming everything's fine.
I am too, but, you know, like I said so many times, it will be discovered somebody has met with foul play when their workers, co-workers, and friends from their offices notify the authorities that they are not showing up for work. Particularly if that's not in their character or ilk, and it's not routine for them. She seemed like a pretty good worker. And I can't just imagine her flaking off without a word to anybody.
The last 2 weeks that she worked with you, she played a little hooky between her other clients. She didn't show up. She didn't call out. She just no-showed, no-call, no-show. So,
a situation at home could have been worsening, and she might have just been getting out. That she was staying in Rome. She told me she had an apartment near here where she was sharing quarters with a roommate. I think she had some kind of romantic interest in a roommate. If it was domestic, she might have, suddenly become unable to answer even this call, which was so close. So I wish you could keep me posted if something's developed. If she's fine and you know it, you don't have to tell me. If she's not well and you found out that she's been injured or laid off or compromised or something,
then I'll let you know.
And let me know. You know, there's no news like good news. There's no news like good news. If you get good news, I'd like to know, too.
Okay, well,
keep me
I hear
posted.
That. Yeah.
Keep me in a loop, all right?
Okay, I will.
Thank you, Esther. It's important. And,
you're welcome.
We would do the same for you if you stopped showing up for work. I mean, your co-workers and the people who rely on you and depend on you, I'm certain would come to your assistance in the event they felt something may have befallen you.
Right.
Why not? We've got to look out for one another. Who's looking out for us if we don't look out for one another?
Right.
Enough on that for now.
All right. I'll keep you posted if I hear anything and if any more hours to cover become available.
Is there any chance, if Jose is going to Syracuse to post hours, that he could come from Syracuse over here and put in 6 or 8 hours? Might that make it worth his while?
So I think if I recall correctly, when I spoke to Jose the first time, he let me know he has some commitment for Friday. That's why he never works late on Friday.
Good to know.
And he doesn't work on weekends.
If you have another sub, somebody looking to pick up a few hours, you can notify me. I'm always happy to.
Definitely, yes.
Oh, really? I like chubs.
I'll let you know as soon as I have someone, okay?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
As long as they come to work, and most of them do, or they don't stick with the agency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to hang up now. I have to finish taking my morning medicine and getting some breakfast down my belly because there's one important morning med I have to take with a meal. Anyway.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a hearty appetite and have yourself a great rest of your day.
Thanks for getting back to me so quickly. I appreciate it.
No problem. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.